Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Wisconsin. If you look at a map of the state of Wisconsin and you see that thumb sticking out of the right-hand side, that's Door County, one of the country's foremost producers of cherries. And right now it's summertime and it's harvest time. Come along and join us for an exploration of discovery of Door County with John Jarsh with the Door County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I've been up here for a long time. I've been spending summers up here since I was 10 years old. It certainly feels like I'm from here at this point.
A newcomer would call you an old-timer.
You're right. That's very true.
Tell us personally what you are most proud of. Door County is a very distinctive area, even geographically. It's easy to tell somebody where you are.
Yeah.
Looking at a map.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, I'm sure myself and anybody else from Door County over the years has done the old hand trick where somebody's, oh, where's Door County? You pull out your hand and we're the thumb sticking out. We're the thumb of Wisconsin.
I do that all the time and it works every time.
Yeah, it's a no-fail explanation. 19 different communities make up Door County. It's interesting to see how each community kind of tries to set itself apart in terms of the tourism product, but just the pride that they each take in their own community is really kind of refreshing to me. Even though we're one place and we're all in this together, we hear all the time from people that say, gosh, everything is just so beautiful here. There's not a lot of trash around, or everybody really takes pride in their community. And that's one of the biggest things for me, just the pride that we as locals have in Door County. You know, it's our home, and yet over 2 million people come to visit where we live every year. That's pretty remarkable.
Well, as I think about Door County and I visualize it, in my mind, Sturgeon Bay is the big city, right?
It is. City of about 9,000 people. Our only city in our county seat. The only community with a mayor up here.
Doesn't that explain a lot in that it's a collective regional geographic area of small communities that are very much functional and viable and keep an eye on each other?
Yeah, absolutely. We started a program called the Certified Tourism Ambassador Program.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, we started that in 2009, and since then we've certified over 600 tourism ambassadors, front desk clerks, people working in gift shops, or whatever, people that come into contact with visitors. Really, it's about teaching them all that Door County has to offer. Being able to have firsthand knowledge of different things really goes a long way.
That's brilliant. While visiting the Orchard Country Winery and Market in Fish Creek, Wisconsin, we noticed numerous families weaving through the orchards, having a festive time hand-picking cherries.
There are six of us together, a mother and five daughters, and we're here in celebration and to have some fun, and part of the fun is picking Door County cherries.
Do you live here in Door County?
No, we're from the Fox River Valley, so we came up here yesterday and spent a day together and night, and now we're here back again here today.
And you came up specifically to pick cherries?
Well, to celebrate a birthday and pick cherries and see some things along the peninsula and go to some wonderful parks.
My name is Kari. I'm the sister of the lady who was speaking before. It's been great. We've had a ball. Yeah.
I'm another sister, and I have to say that Door County cherry picking is a wonderful thing to do with your family. It's a wonderful family time. It's a time to gather and to make memories.
I'm the mother of all these daughters, and we're having a great time in Door County. We went into Lake Michigan and really had a ball and picking cherries today.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Lautenbach family owns Orchard Country Winery and Market, and they've been growing cherries and apples on their 100-acre farm since the 1950s. In the 1980s, Bob Lautenbach branched out into the world of winemaking, using their cherries and carefully tended grapes. On the Lautenbach farm, it's a family operation.
Come on over and watch Jody shake the cherries off the tree over here. Not every day you get to see this. Not too many visitors get to see this, because usually they're way back in the orchard. And
primarily all your harvest of your cherries is done with a mechanical picker today, right?
Yes, yes. Probably would have taken about 100 hand pickers to harvest the whole orchard in probably about a month's time. Wow. Whereas today it takes about 2 weeks to harvest everything we have, and with a mechanical harvester.
So as a family farming operation, without a mechanical harvester, it would be a deal breaker. You could not stay in business.
Probably not. The mechanical harvester drives up to a tree, and a large plant comes out and attaches itself to the trunk of the tree. A large umbrella, kind of an upside-down umbrella-looking canvas, unwraps around the tree, and in about, 3 to 4 seconds, the clamp shakes the tree, and depending on how many cherries are on the tree, anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 cherries drop onto the canvas in those couple of seconds. So much quicker than hand picking. Sure. We have about 60 acres of cherries. There's not too many that do pick your owns. There's maybe a handful that do pick your own, open the orchard up to pick your owns. I would say 99% of all the growers are in the Door County area. Rather than throughout Wisconsin. They definitely grow a lot better on the peninsula than they do throughout the state.
Yeah, like a mechanical bat.
I was just going to say that. It reminds me of a bat unfolding its wings.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the Queen Anne's and Rainier's that you have to pick by hand.
Yes, they would be all bruised up. Almost all the cherries that are mechanically harvested are either going to be used for juice or wine. So it doesn't really matter if they get bruised. In fact, the bruising sometimes sweetens them up a little bit. But everything freshly picked for the market definitely has to be unblemished and graded and no bruises.
Queen Anne's and the Rainier's, what are they primarily used for?
Queen Anne and the Rainier, as well as a Bing, are primarily used for eating.
Okay.
They're more of a sweet cherry. If you go across the peninsula, you'll see that most of the pick-your-own orchards are going to be the tart cherries. They grow so much better up here than the sweet cherries do, in fact.
And this is a family-run organization, right?
It is.
Your dad?
It is. This is my dad here, actually. Do you remember Bob? Yeah, he made his way out here. He interviewed you a couple years ago.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
He was hoping you would make an appearance.
When did you start making cherry wine, and why did you decide to do that?
1985, I started with the winery, and the reason I did that is the processed cherries weren't very valuable, so I decided to create a higher value product.
It was an experiment at the time. You didn't know, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't know what to expect. I never thought it could grow to be something what we've got now, of course.
So now you've evolved since I saw you last. You're doing more than cherry. You're doing regular grapes like California growers.
Yeah, we're growing grapes now, and we're using oak barrels, and that's been pretty exciting, actually. And of course, it's been an experience that, you know, we're just getting into it, and we're new at it. It may take some time to make it perfect, but it's kind of fun trying, and it's fun to grow our own grapes and to actually make the wine here and then using the oak barrels and things like that. It's been a challenge, but it's going pretty good, actually.
In the varietals that you use, they were developed specifically by University of Minnesota this region?
A real hardy variety. We can't grow the same types of grapes that they do in California because it's too cold here in the winter. They've created some winter hardy vines there, and that's what we've been growing here.
In your cherry wine, is that distributed primarily in Wisconsin, or how far away would somebody be able to get that?
We have a distributor that works throughout Wisconsin and Door County, of course, and then we ship a lot of it, so if they call here, we can ship it to them.
And I bet that a whole bunch of it goes out your front door and your retail.
Yeah, the biggest percentage does, of course, yes. We like to sell most of it right here on premise.
Yeah, your profit margin would be better.
Yes, yes.
So you're growing, 60 acres of cherries?
Approximately, yes.
And 20 or so in apples?
Yes, yes. We do some sweet cherries, but the majority are darker in color and it has dark juice. And the reason I like to grow the Balaton is I like to blend that juice with the Montmorency, and that really makes real nice dark juice and wine in our bottle and in our jug.
And it's on the tart side too, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Well, Bob, it's great to see you again, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great. You want to ride?
Might as well. Sure. It seems to me, and personally one of my attractions to the area, is its relationship with the water. Very much integral, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, if you look back at how Door County was founded, our name comes from the water. The County of Door was named after the body of the water passage that lies off the northern tip of the peninsula in Washington Island. Some early Native Americans told stories to some of the first European traders and settlers about these horrific losses of life up there in canoes, and a big storm will roll in and you'll have the current going one way and the wind blowing another way. I mean, it can really churn up some incredible 10, 12, 14 foot waves in literally a matter of minutes, and if the conditions are right. That particular body of water was called Port de Mort by some of the early French explorers, and that translated into Death's Door. And so back in 1851, when the county was initially founded, that was the story that they kind of used to call the place Door County, and I'm glad they didn't say Death's Door County. Right. That would have been a little tougher sell on a marketing side right now. But, you know, the fact that our name comes from shipwrecks and the loss of life because of this treacherous body of water that we have, it does tie immediately back to how important and how water has shaped who we are.
One of my memorable moments in the county last time I was here, I think 3 years ago with you, we took the ferry boat out to Washington Island. What a great day trip that is.
It really is. The ferry ride's about a half hour. It's about 6 miles. You go through not only Death's Door, Water Passage. Again, we haven't lost any ships in a long time. But you go through an opportunity where you can see some islands. So we've got a Plum Island out there that has a lighthouse on it. You've got Pilot Island, which has a lighthouse on it. You've got Detroit Island. And then also the big island of Washington Island.
People live out there.
Yes, about 700 people live out there year-round. There's no bridge. And so that ferry line really is the lifeline for that community. It does carry both vehicles, freight, and passengers. But it runs all year. Their winter boat was actually built right here in Door County in Sturgeon Bay at one of our local shipyards. And 2003. It was built to be an ice boat, able to break ice, and so that runs every day of the year, weather permitting.
Wow, that's really cool. And then back to the water world, a lot of people don't realize that Door County was intimately involved in the war effort, well, as far back as World War II, from a naval shipbuilding standpoint.
Yeah, we had an amazing, still do, but just an amazing shipbuilding industry in Sturgeon Bay. So much so that they were churning out several ships a week during the height of World War II. It was just incredible. Some of the photos and the displays that you can read about in the Door County Maritime Museum in Sturgeon Bay just tell some amazing stories about the ships that were being built here and the people, because so many of the men were off to war. There's some amazing stories of women from Door County and from the area that went to work. Rosie the Riveter. One after another. And it's just some really neat stories. And it really, again, gets back to that shipbuilding heritage that we have.
And you're still building ships, luxury yachts here,
yes,
Sturgeon Bay.
We still have two major shipbuilders in Door County, both in Sturgeon Bay. One primarily focuses on, right now, they're in a line of building oil barges, primarily for use in the Gulf of Mexico oil industry. And then another one is luxury motor yachts, you know, anywhere from 150 to 200 feet long. Usually they're in the $20 to $40 million range, but that's a lot of money for a boat.
Okay.
More than I'm going to probably pay for one.
John Jarsh, thank you so much for sharing. This is great.
My pleasure. Great to have you here, Tom, and happy to chat with you.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Door County, Wisconsin.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,